This is Chairman Del Dio dictating an attorney letter to Isaacs and Isaacs, attorneys at law, address on file. Dear attorney, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Christy Zirantanello, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is K-R-I-S-T-Y. Last name is Z-A-R-A-N-T-O-N-E-L-L-O. That's Z-A-R-A-N-T-O-N-E-L-L-O. On October 16th, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination through a video. Phone call, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 49-year-old female who was involved in a dog bite injury on or about December 17th, 2023, period. This occurred in the house of a friend when she walked into the house. period. The patient was given permission to pet the Italian Mastiff, and as she was advancing forward, the right hand was bitten, period. It bled with an apparent laceration involving the top of the hand and the right fifth finger, period. Despite treatment present day, she still has problems with scars, particularly outside of the right fifth finger, period. When she opens her hand, she feels a crackling sensation, particularly the fifth finger involving all three joints, period. New paragraph. Her right hand difficulties are due to the dog bite, period. She was treated with physical therapy and several examinations, period. The pain is worse when the area is touched, as it is very sensitive on the outside of the fifth finger, period. She is having problems with dexterity, and she is unable to carry the tools of her trade, such as a vacuum and other tools for cleaning with her right hand, period. She has loss of strength in her right hand, period. The pain is described as intermittent, period. It occurs 3 hours per day, period. It is a throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 0 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain is essentially confined particularly to the entire aspect of her right fifth finger, period. She has a slight scar that I also visualized on video conference that was a 1 inch by a half inch teardrop shape, period. She has diminished range of motion of her fifth finger, lacking extension, particularly of the DIP and PIP joints, period. She has palpable scar tissue about the size of 1 inch from 1 inch by a half inch in the area of the bite, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was that day she was seen in the emergency room at LaPorte Hospital. She was treated and released after x-rays and being given a tetanus shot and medicine, period. She was referred to a hand specialist the next day at Lakeshore Bone and Joint in Valparaiso. They referred her to physical therapy at RS. That's R as in Randy, S as in Sam, RS physical therapy. She was seen several times over the course of a few weeks, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient is having problems doing her occupation as housekeeping, comma, lifting over 2 pounds, comma, carrying tools at work, comma, hypersensitivity to the skin makes grasping items difficult, comma, putting on shoes, comma, problems buttoning and using a zipper, period. New paragraph, under medication denies, other than over-the-counter medicine for this condition, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes exercises and over-the-counter medicine such as ibuprofen. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for borderline hypertension. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals breast reduction, comma, liposuction of the abdomen, comma, tubal ligation, comma, DNC, comma, ganglion cyst removed of the right hand near the wrist at age 13 without any permanency, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient has not had a prior history of dog bites, period. The patient has not had a prior injuries to right hand or any digits of her fingers, period. The patient has not had serious automobile accidents, only minor accidents, and none that required treatment, period. She was in a motorcycle accident approximately 2013. As a passenger, she was thrown and had road rash, comma, shoulder injury, comma, right leg laceration, and head trauma, period. She was hospitalized overnight and still has some limited motion of the left shoulder, period. In 2017, she had a work injury where she injured her low back. She was given a brace, and she still has some residual low back pain, period. New paragraph, occupation. The patient is a house cleaner full-time. However, it is with pain, period. She missed approximately 3 weeks of work from this injury, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings. Emergency room visit, Northwest Health report. States here with an animal bite, period. A location, right hand, period. Pain and bleeding, period. An unprovoked attack, period. The patient's dominant hand is the right hand, period. On physical examination, they documented abnormalities, including right hand swelling, comma, multiple small open wounds, comma, pain with flexion and extension of the fingers, period, tenderness to palpation, period. Differential diagnosis is open animal bite, comma, laceration, period. No acute fractures were noticed on the x-ray imaging, period. Patient was placed on doxycycline if she has a penicillin allergy, period. Lacerations were small, none were suturable, period. Northwest Health report, x-rays December 17th, 2023, of the right hand, normal radiographs of the right hand, period. No fractures or dislocations, no radiopaque foreign bodies are identified, period. Lakeshore Bone and Joint Institute, December 19th, 2023, 48-year-old female seen today for the right hand, period. Pain is moderate with a rating of 8 out of 10, period. The symptoms described as aching and burning, period. The symptoms are constant, period. Since the onset, comma, she reports the problem is getting worse, period. The patient experiences numbness and tingling, period. The problem started after an injury, period. On imaging, x-rays of the right hand were ordered, obtained, and interpreted from an orthopedic standpoint, period. There were no osseous injury, period. Diagnosis was bitten by dog. Initial encounter. Impression is hand pain, period. Treatment plan, Chrissy was bitten by a dog on December 15th, 2023, resulting in mild puncture wounds, period. She is currently on doxycycline. She is encouraged to continue antibiotics, period. She was encouraged to begin a course of occupational therapy, period. RS, R as in Randy, S as in Sam, RS physical therapy note, January 29th, 2024. The patient is a 48-year-old female who presents to the clinic today with a complaint of pain in the right arm after getting bitten by a dog on her ulnar surface of her right arm, period. The patient is right-handed and states that the current condition is hindering her work, and every time she starts doing something, her right arm clicks and everything feels stiff, period. Right arm soreness and tenderness in the ulnar area, period. She will benefit from skilled physical therapy, period. Patient presents with signs and symptoms consistent with diagnosis of right PIP and DIP restrictions, period. Presents with complaints of pain along the noted objective impairment of muscle tightness, comma, joint tightness, comma, decreased range of motion, comma, decreased strength, comma, decreased stability, resulting in functional activity limitations compared with prior level of function, period. Another RS physical therapy note, February 9th, 2024. Patient states she gets random sharp pains into her hand, period. Her scar is still sensitive, period. Another note from RS physical therapy, February 19th, 2024. Continued with previous interventions to improve fifth-digit mobility and decrease scar tissue, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the medical records, have found that all of her treatment as outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the dog bite of December 17th, 2023 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, today by video conference, the patient had diminished range of motion in her right hand, period. There is specifically diminished range of motion of the right fifth finger at the PIP proximal interphalangeal joint and the DIP distal interphalangeal joints, period. The patient was lacking a fair amount of extension in these joints, period. Scar tissue was noted in the lateral aspect of her right hand, irregular in shape, period. The patient was exhibiting poor signs of dexterity when I had her perform various tasks, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1, right hand trauma, comma, pain, comma, lacerations, comma, swelling, comma, multiple small open wounds, comma, scar tissue, comma, loss of strength and dexterity, period. Number 2, right fifth finger, loss of mobility of the PIP and DIP joints, comma, hypersensitivity, comma, and scar tissue, period. The above two diagnoses are directly caused by the dog bite injury of December 17th, 2023, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'm rendering an impairment rating, period. Utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, referring you to table 15-2, the patient has a 3% impairment of the right hand, which converts to a 3% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 2% whole body impairment utilizing table 15-11, period. By permanent impairment, I am meaning that the patient will have continued pain and diminished function, range of motion, and dexterity of the right hand for the remainder of her life, period. As a patient ages, she will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Over-the-counter analgesics, anti-inflammatories, and topical medication would be $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. The patient will need padded gloves for use when she is lifting and doing work at a cost of $100 and need to be replaced every 6 months for the remainder of her life, period. Down the road, the patient may need surgical debridement of the scar tissue of her involved hand, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a video physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Oral informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.